On any given day, Greg Shoemaker deals with the following.
Beavers, badgers, rats, mice, raccoons, skunks, obviously.
Believe it or not, Greg loves skunks, and he's got a special approach to dealing with them. In fact, he rarely gets sprayed.
Kind of talk to him quietly. You move at a certain speed, not fast, not slow, like with a little bit of confidence.
Greg's called the Skunk Whisperer. It even says so on the side of his truck. He owns wildlife management and nuisance removal, and he thinks skunks are misunderstood. He says they're actually really clean animals. They make great neighbors by eating bugs, and they only spray when they're threatened. He had a pet skunk as a kid. He used to walk it on a leash. And along with skunks, he thinks his work is kind of misunderstood, too.
They kind of dumb down what we do. They think, you know, how hard could this be? The guy's just going to, you know, set a trap and catch the animal. Oh, they couldn't be more wrong.
Greg's first stop today, beaver removal. There's a golf course with a beaver problem. He's taking trees down on the course, and he lives in one of the ponds. Greg set a trap yesterday. He's knee-deep in the pond, inspecting it.
There's our boy.
He pulls the beaver out of the water.
Whoa! You can see that beaver didn't. There was no suffering there, you know what I mean? It died very quickly.
Typically, Greg prefers to remove animals alive and relocate them. But in this case, the Department of Natural Resources in Michigan mandates beavers must be killed.
I tell my customers, the animals I do have to euthanize, I can only hope that I die that quickly. Do you know what I mean? Most humans suffer for a long time before they die.
Greg's schedule is jam-packed. He drives over 100 miles a day. His customers include homeowners, schools, hospitals. Before the next stop, he uses the rearview mirror to freshen up.
I noticed you took out your comb here. That was, you want to look good for when you go to these jobs?
Well, yeah, I don't want to look like some Grizzly Adams, the fur trapper. I mean, you see I'm wearing a uniform, and you know what I mean? I'm not... Image is important.
Next stop, a shopping center with a bird problem. When he first got the call about this a few weeks ago, there were hundreds of gulls living on the roof.
So they're, you know, defecating on all the cars. The customers are, you know, getting, pooped on when they're walking, you know, out of their car.
Greg told me that some of his customers are demanding. They want what they want when they want it.
We live in a society that's lost touch with nature. They have unrealistic expectations. We just want it gone now.
But Greg has to tell his customers there are no quick fixes. Like for the gull job, he took a long-term approach. Slow and steady, week by week. Now there are only dozens of birds, but still a problem.
We're going to walk like a grid, okay? And we're going to look for eggs in these nesting depressions, okay?
Yep.
The gulls have nests all over the roof. Each week he stops by and carefully removes the eggs from each one. Basically, he's trying to drive them away. Before he leaves the roof, he looks up at the sky.
It's cool to watch. It's kind of psychedelic looking, yeah?
Yeah, the blue sky.
Yeah, it's cool. They look pretty.
Yeah, I think it's the only time I've ever thought seagulls look pretty.
Yeah, they look pretty.
So, what's the skunk whisperer do at the end of the day? After setting beaver traps and dealing with seagulls... Oh, wait. Greg told me they're not called seagulls. They're just gulls. But anyway, what does he do when the day is over? Well, he is the skunk whisperer after all.
If he does that kissing noise, it means he's happy. He likes it.
Yeah? Like a purring? Yeah.
He introduces me to his pet skunk, Tybalt.
Look at the claws, too.
They don't use... Their claws are just used for digging. I wouldn't put your finger there.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Andy Berthium.